This is Stuttering Words. I'm going to start off here with a couple minutes by the Italian G. Lucas Crane. Has everybody ever called you the Italian?
I'm from there.
Just play some music. Get into it.
I'm from Brooklyn, which is the most Jewish and most Italian and most Dominican Republic place ever.
Is this mic working? Yours sounds really loud and mine sounds like really quiet. I want to sound more like the Italian. Okay, let's check. Yeah, okay, that's good.
You sound kind of Italian.
Now, for a couple minutes of the best Italian in this part of town, G. Lucas Cranetto.
What is it about?
Just play some music.
90s dubstep.
A little bit of 90s dubstep on Stuttering Words. Here's a little sound from G. Lucas Crane. Irish Italian heritage.
Do you remember Italy in the 80s?
Are we even on the air yet?
Yeah.
We're just talking like this?
Unfortunately.
Like as if we're not professionals?
Unfortunately, we are on the radio. And
this is Stuttering Words, your one-stop source for all sorts of sources. And you're listening to the one and only Scottish, Irish, Italian, G. Lucas Crane. We're going to get 2 minutes of him calling extension 8.
You remember that scene in The Bronx Tale?
We're just trying to listen to some good music. I was really getting into that beat. It made me feel like I was picking my feet in Poughkeepsie. I was picking my feet in Poughkeepsie. R.I.P. Gene Hackman. Picking my feet in Poughkeepsie. 11119. Extension 8. It's really great. If you dial extension 8, you'll be picking your feet in Poughkeepsie. Whole wide cleavage of the fetal beaver. Picking your feet in Poughkeepsie. There's no need for swearing. Let's just hear some music.
Tonight, or somebody else may tell me and whisper the words just right. Then you're stasera, baby, go. Or as we
make it louder. Make it like really loud. Let's have the listeners enjoy loudness. really quiet. Like blast it. Blast it. Just blast. Oh, like a loud, sharp.
Like a loud, sharp,
sharp noise. Like a really loud, sharp, annoying noise for our listeners.
Lucas, I know you're listening to this show in the future. I know where you're sitting, and I know what you are thinking about. So I just want to tell you, you are listening to your own voice in the past. And do you remember that one scene in The Bronx Tale where they're falling in love? They're falling in love in The Bronx Tale right now. She takes his hat, which looks stupid, and she turns the cuff of the hat to a direction that is attractive to her. They've been flirting the whole movie, and that scene with the door in the car hasn't even happened yet.
We're telling, baby.
Live on air. How was that? That sound good? I didn't want to put the laptop into my headphones or either way. So it's fine. We just cue it up live on air.
That's my entire like ethos. No headphones. All my stuff. Right out there. No cueing. That's how we do. No cueing. I want all the process in front of y'all. I want everything. I want everyone to hear everything.
Start the show. You know, all right, let's start the show officially. That was Lucas. And music and off and all that stuff. So yes, you are listening to Stuttering Words, and it's going to be a little bit of a different show today because I did not realize we were even doing a show today. I was some little crossed wires and I didn't realize we were doing. I thought we were recording a show, playing a pre-recorded show.
You thought we were fired? You thought you were
fired? No, I just thought when you said that we didn't have anyone sign up, I thought you meant guest. I didn't realize you meant audience member. So we have no audience member. We got some guy in here, came with a guest, but no like official audience member. And but I thought you meant we had no guest.
No, we had so many.
So I thought we had no show. So here I am walking across the street in Catskill. I was getting a little plastic bag of small products, and this was like an hour ago, and you said we had a show. So I was not prepared. I didn't even dress. I'm wearing cut-off jean shorts and an O.J. Simpson T-shirt. Not really what I usually wear when I'm performing for this show. So it's going to be a little bit of a different show
because of how you're dressed.
Because of the OJ shirts, a rare OJ shirt. It's actually got Carrot Top in it. If you look, I posted a story on Instagram. You can see the shirt. You got to look closely for Carrot Top. He's in the white Bronco. Says the Juice is Loose, October 3rd, 1995. Juice is Loose featuring Carrot Top and OJ Simpson. And you can get this shirt now, $19.95, if you are the first caller, second caller, 929-255. No, the number is 929-266-9098, and you will call live on the air. And if you are the first caller, second caller, or third caller, you can win this T-shirt, O.J. Simpson. Check it out on my Instagram stories. My Instagram is rickroyer@gmail.com. And you could get that as well, contained in all sorts of – we could hose it down the way Malcolm Gladwell does with his groceries, even though it's still, how many years are we from the pandemic and Malcolm Gladwell is still hosing down his groceries before he brings them in the house? Right, yeah. What? And so this is not, so we don't have any of these like kind of like pre-recorded things that we usually have. We don't have any news because I haven't looked at it. We don't have the weather. So I haven't looked at it. We don't have the sports, so I haven't looked at it. So, but we do have a bunch of guests today. Lucas, are any of these guests actually here. We have Brandon Thundercloud.
Present.
Jenny Isaac Noon Storm Stump George Gorgeous George Jerry Burns and Negative Sally. These are all people who are not here who couldn't make it. But you have someone here named, is it Junkie Brains? What is the, we have a guest, Jackie Melting Regular. Is it Jackie Melting Regular or just Melting Regular? And
Melting
your name
regular.
Is Dracula, but your name is Dracula.
You can call me Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Okay.
See, approved.
So we
real.
Have a Junkie Brains kind of sort of similar in that similar vein of Junkie Brains question mark. The name Jackie Junkie Brains, Dracula Sunken Junkie Brains, in that sort of vein. This for a while we're going to be hearing from Jackie, whose name in music is Melting Regular. Melting Regular will be with us tonight. No Brandon Thundercloud, no Jenny Isaac Newsom, even though they were the one of them was the inventor of soda water. We have no Chasing Rats, Rat Sauce, or a license for ushered kung fu movies. But we will be talking a little bit about my. You can tune in later or listen throughout the entire show, and you will hear my interaction that I recently had with the. Let's just call him the infamous Bradford, president of Wayfarm. Unbelievable that we still have our show despite the issues that we have had personally, Eagle, i.e. me, Eagle, i.e. Pizza Hut,
you.
Me, i.e. me, sorry, ooh, 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 ooh. Didn't want to make you believe or breathe or barf, ooh, poor Lyle, and out came an entire cat's head.
Oh.
What, did I remember eating an entire cat's head? No, puke, barf, cat head. And it's
make
weird
it.
Because Bradford, my entire moving on, stepping back, or moving on and stepping back, moving on, stepping back, and then right in the middle of moving on and stepping back, it's right where I was talking about having an incident with Bradford. We are going to talk about that a little bit. We do have some upcoming shows if you want to hear about them, not us, but other shows at the Avalon Lounge featuring live music and films at a movie theater. G. Lucas Crane, everyone. So we have similar in the vein of Junkie Brains, Melting Jackie, Junkie, Regular, Melting Regular, Skylight Dumper.
Is
also
he,
here.
Is he here?
No. Skis here?
He's
no.
On, he's on
so
his way.
Here? Skylight Bumper, Dumper?
They're on their way.
Scumper? How about
lost.
No?
No, they're lost.
Have you ordered a Whopper with no bun?
You're
it's
out.
Pretty good.
You're out.
They give you a whole box.
Got in a car accident on the way here.
A fruit salad.
It hasn't been seen for years.
In it.
We haven't talked to him for years.
Our guest is blushing.
No, they had a falling out.
I think Jackie Ever Regular ever has had a Whopper with no bun.
They had a falling out years ago. We haven't seen them.
Do we have Fruit and Sky Dumper in the audience tonight? Fruit Dumper or Sky Dumper? Tune in. You can also call in and just talk to us. Our theme of the day today is Tumblr. Tumblr. Give us a call if you want a free cock gun. We're giving away free cock guns if you call 929-266-9098. But seriously.
Do you remember?
Oh, by the way, yeah. Audience members?
You gotta break out those snacks.
Oh, did you put out an audience mic tonight? You forgot.
I forgot we're gonna have to take it to you.
Popcorn? You like smart food? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, we got other options, though. If you come down to the studio, you can get a huge bag of cheddar and sour creams, popcorns, or sweet chili. What do you like? Popcorn, yay! Round of applause for popcorn. So, yes, if you come down to the studio, we're here live, and you can listen, play, and pretend, and get a free small bag of products. That's 393 Main Street in Catskill, Weird Wide Tech Nealer Tie Thai Fuji film kind of. What is that juice that you drink when you're whacking it? What's it called? Fruit juice. Yes. Now we're going to hear Lucas Crane going like, woo.
Red Bull. The original Red Bull.
That's a radio show. Oh, I forgot we have another guest. Real guest this time. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Norman Jingles Morris and his wife, Rochelle Sherpisher Sherpshell Morris. Jingle, also Jingle Morris, author of Jingles Promise. Jingles Promise, a father's the father's last words spoken to his son while he was hunting on the Appalachian Trail. Fantastic book, and we're going to talk to Jingles Norman Jingles after the break.
What? A father's quest for truth?
No, it's a father's last words to his son while he was hunting on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a fantastic book. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but in about 2 minutes, we're going to hear a set from our first guest, because our other guest, Normal Jingles Port Morris, is not here yet, so maybe by the time that Jack Melting Regular plays, maybe Normal just will come in. And if not, we'll read a little bit of his book. Anyways, call in 929-266-9098.
And?
No, and. I'm just kind of listening. This is radio, after all, and you're playing wonderful music. It doesn't always have to be background. Sometimes it can be something beautiful that you just listen to. You're just driving along. Just on Highway 89, fronting, being chased by the cops. You just want to listen to a little bit of Wave Farm. So if you are being chased by the police out there, tune in to Wave WGXC 90.7 Wave Farm to hear a little bit of this. My works at Home Depot.
Sometimes when I go into Lowe's in Catskill, I'm often shopping for clothes. That's the only reason why I would go in to Lowe's. I know it's ostensibly a hardware store, but I really like buying my clothes from Lowe's. And there's one employee.
Turn your mic off.
Turn your mic off?
I'm going to turn your mic off.
You don't want to hear about...
I'm sick of this. I didn't even know we were doing a show today, and all of a sudden I'm over here pulling out pickles from the sump pump.
I don't know your name, but you're dressed really well at Lowe's. Give me a call.
All right, so...
You know who you are.
We have no updates for you in terms of world news. I have not been checking. The weather is fine. It's warm outside.
You didn't even bring a book about guns?
We are going to introduce our first guest from Ellenville?
From Ellenville, yep.
Ellenville. They got that real good Pizza Hut.
Not anymore, baby.
Oh, Pizza Hut's done?
Done.
Let's talk about Ellenville.
A lot of relics in the town.
But do they have the Pizza Hut in the prison still?
That I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That Pizza Hut in the prison was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Is there still that theater called the Shadow Realm or something?
Shadowlands, yep.
Shadowlands.
Should be the realm.
Every time I drive by, every time I'm like, the other side of life? A shadow dimension?
A little ominous. I don't know.
It's so ominous.
Does Ellenville still have that pervert guy that's like,
Nookie whoopie, nookie whoopie.
And he's like
I'm
going
sure
around.
There's
he's
loads of them.
Go walks in a circle.
I wouldn't
and he's
be
like,
surprised.
Nookie whoopie.
And he's always ordering Big Macs without the bun.
Whoopie whoopie, nookie.
Where's
whoopie
he?
Nookie.
Oh, Big Mac's right.
That's right. Yeah, he's pantsless. All, he's pantsless inside, but he's always wearing pants.
Oh, my
quite
God.
Possibly.
Yeah, yeah, he was good. He was good. So what are you going to play some music?
Am.
Is there a food truck?
Do you
is there still that food truck?
There's.
Is there a
ooh,
food
there's
truck?
There's a couple outside of town.
I went to. Ooh, the, ooh, I was in Ellenville. Ooh. I was coming to your house, and then I got a margarita from a food
ooh,
truck.
Yes,
oh yeah,
that's real. I didn't imagine that.
No, that's real. It's very real.
And I remember going there, and they're like, "Did you like the food?" And I was like, "They have food."
That's Wet Hogs.
Good old Wet Hogs.
Yeah, the food truck, Wet Hogs.
Yep, serving just
pink
a bunch of hogs.
Serving just a bunch of pink pants, prissy, pushy, mushy, push, 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 push cones, mushy, push cones, push, fussing a lot with their mushy, push, pushy, 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 mushy, gushy, push cones, pushing a lot with their sun-pump pickles and bushing a lot with bushy. They got a real big, 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 big buggy full of bushy, mushy pickle from the sun-pump pickles.
The year was 1989. The sandwich shop had just opened in Redmond. It was the first place that I ever got such a massive sandwich. Big old Italian sandwiches. Broccoli rolls. The year was 1974. A Bronx Tale hadn't come out yet. Beverages were in their era. It was the end of time. A bunch of movies hadn't come out yet. It was high noon.
Oh boy, he'd walk around being like nookie whoopie, you know what I'm talking about? The guy
yeah,
who went from Ellenville.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hangs out with the guy who rides the electric bike around with the big speaker.
Yeah, he would look good with an axe.
He would, yeah.
You know, like just walking around swinging like a big battle axe. How many? So we haven't gotten to the interview portion yet because we usually do that after you play. But I'm busting at the gut to ask a real big question
already.
About battle axes. You ready to play your set?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah! Let's do it! Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Gregory!
Thank you. We'll be right back. ask me.
It's too quiet out there.
If you ask me.
It's too quiet out there.
Apologies.
Wait, what?
A round of apologies. A round of apologies. Or apologies.
I'm so sorry. We're so sorry.
It's traditional amongst our people to immediately apologize after our set is done. No matter how.
We're sorry.
Really sorry about that amazing expression of the soul of music, where actually the human brain doesn't have personality, but is just a radio transceiver that tunes into consciousness. And it is not really about what we've got going on in our heads. It is a radio station. Our heads are the human.
It's my time to talk. I ask the questions to the guest.
Oh, shit.
And now we try to remember what interview is.
That was Melting Regular, everyone, with a little set of music. Everyone was dancing, and it was a good time. And so now Melting Regular, whose real Dracula name is Jackie, is joining us. And we're going to do this like an interview thing, because this is an interview talk show with live music, noise, sounds, and news and sports scores and all sorts of sources as well.
What's your Dracula?
The first question right off the bat after listening to that set, wonderful teeth. You have a great set of choppers.
Thank you.
Where do you get those done?
Years of braces.
Oh, you got them braces. Who did your braces? who did the work?
Some guy in Fishkill. He was wonderful.
Oh, Mr. Rhododendron.
Right,
yeah,
right.
He's good work.
Rhododendron even.
Yeah, good work. He does great work.
Great work.
Oh. So, yeah, great. No black teeth. I see no black teeth. I got a lot of black teeth.
Really
I used
looking.
To be. Yeah, that's why I see what. See how when
it's
you
rare
smile,
in 2026. Right. It's rare. No black teeth. Rare.
I know. And you. So
I
no.
Came to
no. Like,
early.
Little niblets of coal. No little niblets of coal. For those of you who aren't in live in the studio and who are listening, painting a picture for you. Nice set of teeth. No black teeth.
Thank you.
As you can see, the listeners can't. But see how my lips cover my teeth. Bah, 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 bah. So you can't see my teeth, but there are a lot of black ones. Yours, you got teeth. Your teeth show, and they're very good.
And that's why Rick keeps getting pulled over.
And that's why I also. So I used to be a robot, and when I was a kid, kids would used to say, and the children on the bus would say, "You don't have no teeth," and I would be like, "Well, what do you? Wouldn't it be weird for a robot to have teeth?"
So
I'm a regular
weird, I think.
Boy now. I'm a grown man now. And all my tees. Some
pants.
Of my tees.
Still short pants, though.
I am still short, yes.
No, not that, short, but short good pants. Of you.
Short pants.
Well, you were in short pants, but you're still in short pants.
Well, that's because I'm not tall. I mean,
well,
my pants are 30 length because you know, I can't do it. If I wore them any bigger, I would have to be taller. I have to wear short man's pants.
Are you good on stilts?
I'm a good swimmer. Okay. I don't know if those two things are related.
I'm sure they are.
Where yeah. Are you all from the same place? I don't get these references at all.
Stilts, because you're Italiano, you know? It's like you wouldn't get it. Like you were back eating gnocchi with your papa, you know, while we were out in stilts swimming and eating reams
being
of Santa Claus.
Over here.
Being short, praying to Santa Claus for his little beach feet. Free little freaky black teeth, cheapy, you know?
Right.
Oh, but you, no. So. I'm eating from the horn of plenty. I'm an Italiano. Shut up. You know what I'm saying?
So Western
it's like,
New York?
Shut up. Giving you the fingers. But the audience can't see that the fingers aren't the correct fingers of the middle finger, but they are the
not
pointer
the
fingers. You know, they're not the ones you think. And if you are the first caller who could tell us which fingers I was holding up, 929-266. Hold on, let me put the volume up on the phone. Hold on a second.
Well, as long as you're not from Binghamton. Don't call us if you're from Binghamton. Anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, I'm so nervous about asking this next question.
Short pants?
No, I did. I did. I think of there was one section where you were talking about Tempest, which
is
could
Conan
be.
O'Brien? Hold on, is that Conan O'Brien across the street?
Is Conan O'Brien in Catskill, New York?
Do you see what I'm talking about?
I was about to scream Conan to him, but then I realized he actually does look like Conan, and he'd be like,
"I get that all the time."
That was crazy.
You know,
I'm sorry, doctor. Anyway. There's a lot of noise. I look like Conan, and they're yelling at me again.
So nervous about making this connection between, you know, I gulp, not drinking on air.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm what?
I'm from that one scene in the Bronx Tale. I'm from that one scene in the Bronx Tale. I'm an NPC.
You had mentioned you were reading about the Tempest. You were talking about Tempest, which could be Shakespeare's play, could be the romance novel, popular romance novel, could be just a storm. Reminded me a lot of the Virgin Suicides.
Oh, cool.
Remember that one?
I do.
Remember that movie?
I do. And book.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. There was a we'll play it later, but there is a song that's fantastic that happens at a good point in the movie where they're, I can't remember exactly, they're like in a theater or something. And it's like it's talking about the storm. And it's about the word hurricane and what the word hurricane means.
Uh-huh.
We'll play it later. I got it queued up because I thought you'd like it.
No way.
It reminded me of it. Yeah, I'm going to play a second of it just so you know I'm not messing around.
Picked it up.
Totally, but we'll hear more of the storm. Also, the questions. Oh, that's not my list of questions. Let's get to some of these serious questions here. Now, this is the part of the show where we don't mess around. We go straight to the heart to get to the trying to understand the artist. We don't mess around with these questions like, "Ooh, what's your favorite haircut?" You know? You know, like those little baby questions.
Get out of here.
Or like, "Oh, do you like music?" Come on!
Never heard of it.
What?
My first question is...
First question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The teens one was the kind of a question. But this is the first one that really cuts to the bone.
Right.
Really gets... Really, like, puts your heart where your butt is, you know, that kind of stuff.
Give it to me.
Who hates you the most? Yeah. Just give it a good thought. Who?
That's a good question.
There are only three right answers.
Right.
Who hates you the most? Starting now.
Perhaps my neighbors.
No. Really?
No, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, because how long have you known your neighbors?
5 years.
Okay, so that's a long time to
maybe
to foster some
word.
Hate.
Maybe they just think I'm annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, because I know I.
The chipmunks in my yard don't like me because I try to plant stuff.
And then
they dig it right up.
So why do they hate you?
Because I put it there.
But they dig it up. They like it. So they like
up,
you.
Get it out of here.
They think you like
them.
You
think so?
I think they think
we might have
that
to
you're planting
this question
it.
Later because I don't have a good answer.
You're crushing them. They hate you. If you're doing that trick where you put black sunflower seeds on top of a 5-gallon bucket so it looks like, and you fill it with water so
I know
it looks
that
like,
trick, yeah.
And then all the, then they'll hate you. If you kill them, they hate you. That's kind of the way it goes. You know, like they're out there being like, oh, that Melton regular, all killing our kind. No.
I like that
but
idea.
But maybe the neighbors.
The little animals
maybe
are
the
like
neighbors.
The little animals are like.
If it's loud.
She keeps screwing up our breeding grounds, but I sure do enjoy her band camp. I enjoy the Melton
whatever's
regular.
Coming from that window is great.
I enjoy that Melton regular.
Later on, we're also still waiting for our guest Norman Jingles Pringles Morris from Jingles, who wrote Jingles Promise.
Norman.
If Norman doesn't show up, I'm giving him a call.
I think I can see him.
That's an interesting answer, neighbors or chipmunks.
Perhaps.
Because usually it's like an ex or a family
maybe.
Member.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's a lamp walking in the door.
Come on in.
A lamp in the
Ladies
door.
And gentlemen, Bill, everyone, raise a round of applause. Round of applause. For those listening on the radio,
he's
Bill has just walked in with a lamp.
That's right. He's bringing a lamp back. I knew when he took that lamp, he was going to come back in on the radio.
It's getting very dark in here.
On the radio.
And
it's the summer.
Bill has saved us with a lamp. Do you want to turn it on, Bill?
We might need it.
Because I think... Ah, yeah! Yeah.
It's 2026.
WGXC Live Main Street Studio, 393 Main Street. And we've been playing in the dark.
It was that moment.
Because we did it because Bill was borrowing the lamp.
That lamp.
They
no
turned that lamp back on.
The lamp.
Oh, they did it. But the light came on. And I can pinpoint that moment. The light came on.
Bill, we have we have some trivia questions with some prizes while you're here. All right, now you got to pay attention because, you know, you don't know where there might be any commas or ellipses or anything like that. So the question is, keeping all that in mind, what was the first word of this sentence? This is great, great trivia music.
Keeping.
Yeah, semicolons.
Commas.
Yeah, there were some semicolons.
He doesn't know.
Well, yeah, the word was now, because now you have to pay attention. Because
I am not a believer in the Oxford comma.
Okay.